Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday in the building once again, The Hour Radio Network. You already know how we do it. Back again for another lovely Saturday. On this Saturday, March 9th, 2013, thank you guys so much for joining us again. NDF Saturday, D Slate, Ray Cole, we in the building doing it as always. And we got a really good show for you guys tonight. Great show for you guys tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking to hip-hop artist, producer, entrepreneur extraordinaire, my man Slate Stone is going to be in the building with us tonight. Definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. And also, coming up in the second half of the show, we will be talking to indie R&B artist extraordinaire, Sensation, Idris. Idris is going to be joining us tonight. We got some hits, some of your favorite indie artist hits, hip-hop, R&B, it goes down. Also, D-Slate has a very special lovers double play tonight. Got a nice little double play for the lovers out there, for the couples. And D-Slate's lovers couple double play. Got that for you guys tonight. As well as, we have a lot of, you know, crazy things we're going to possibly be talking about tonight, as well as we have a new segment that we're going to be broadcasting every Saturday, and that's Keeping It Gutter with Ray. Oh, we're going to be keeping it gutter, straight grimy. We're going to keep it grimy tonight. So make sure you guys don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. You already know how we do it. If you're a hip-hop artist, R&B singer, gospel singer, poet, you like to have your music played on the show, you want to recite some poetry on the show, all you got to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us at MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. You can also say, if you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to, and we are pushing this really hard on the The Hour Radio Network now, if you have a business that you would like to promote on our network, you would like us to advertise on our network. If you have a website, you know, business, you would like to advertise or promote on our network, all you have to do is email us, thehourshow@gmail.com, thourshow@gmail.com. We'll get the details to you about that and definitely get that going for you. We have a lot of listeners that listen to our show. Well, listen to our network Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. So if you want to advertise your business, definitely make sure you guys hit us up, and we'll get that going for you guys. Now, Ray, how you doing, Ray? What's going on?
Well, it's just one of them days. My brother done stuck me with his kid so he can go see Mike Epps. So they driving me crazy all day. But that's about it, for real, for real. Just nerves on it on end. It's a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, and an 8-year-old. It's like trouble, trouble, and more trouble. Lord.
So it goes down like that, huh? He just giving me you so he can go see some Mike Epps.
Yeah, something like that. And then the baby is sick, so he done threw up all over the place. I'm like, just my luck. America, keep your sick kids at home, okay? If your kids are sick, keep them at home with you. Don't be dropping them off over people's house.
No, that's real. That is really, really, really real. Yeah, I know sometimes, you know when you watch other people's kids, or if you babysit, do they know when they come over your house, that do they know that, man, she don't play, we cannot act up at her crib?
Well, for the most part, I'm Aunt Rachel. Like, I'm the lenient aunt. Like, I don't care if you sneak candy, you know what I'm saying, or if you jumping up and down and having yourself a little ball. But I just don't like it if you know your kid is sick and you drop them off in my house, because it's like, now that just messed up my whole plans. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't plan on having to take care of a sick kid. It's like, you let people know that beforehand. So it's like, that way I have the option, like, okay, well, you know, cool, I already know. But when you, like, just drop a bum in my lap, it's like, whoa, like, okay, now I'm dealing with a sick kid. I mean, I know it's probably not that big of a deal, but it's still just like kind of like, damn, like, you know, you could have gave me like a heads up or something,
hey,
you know. But
you drop your sick kid off. You drop your sick kid off to me, I'm on all that lovely knock their ass out medicine. I will be giving it to them, and they will be straight sleep the whole time.
They're gonna be knocked out. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't have any babies, so I don't have any baby medicine, so it was just kind of like, dang, like, you know, like, you know, you could at least gave me a heads up, or at least brought the medicine with you. But you know what, I'm gonna stop complaining, because they out enjoying themselves, him and his wife, you know, and they don't really get to go out that much, so, you know,
well,
I'm happy I could be of assistance, you know what I'm saying. But next time,
well, you know,
let me know.
When I babysit, when I watch kids, I'm like a double-edged sword, because you know, I mean, I have some fun with them. But they know,
mm-hmm,
Uncle D don't play. They know Uncle D don't play. You know,
exactly.
You get out of line, it's I'm gonna be handing out ass whoopings like sandwiches. You know what I'm saying?
Well, don't get me wrong, I do rule with an iron fist. Now, you get out of line, I will bop you upside your head. Like, but for the most part, as long
she
as you have
she will
son,
bop you.
Grandma
Ray
bop you.
Will bop you.
Yes, right upside head. Well, you know, I got nephews, so I can't be doing a little. Yeah, I got a bop or still on. Can't be
no
doing
doubt.
All that little spanking.
Well, always come up with some, you know, always hearing about different things in the news and different things like that. A little later in the show, we're going to talk. I got some celebrity gossip news. Khloe Kardashian, and you know, a lot of this could just be, you know, speculated, but it's always fun for people to hear crazy things like that. Khloe Kardashian spotted buying a fake. Well, let's see. She spotted buying a fake sexual organ from a romance shop. Let's just say that.
So a sex toy.
Yes, indeed. Lil' Kim was venting about people photoshopping her images. We'll be talking about that. Chicago
okay.
Bulls fans. All my Bulls fans. Derrick Rose has been cleared by doctors to return to the team. Oh, it goes down. And Real Husbands of Hollywood, if everybody watched that show, has been renewed for a second season. So that should tell you right now how successful that show is. And also, Jada Pinkett Smith questions why women turn to lesbianism. You know, we're going to, you know, probably talk about that as well. But just a little few things, few tidbits, mm-hmm, may talk about coming up later in the show. But for right now, we got some hits. You already know how we do it. D Slate, Ray Cole in the building. We got hits for you guys when we come back. Hopefully, we'll be getting it in with my man Slate Stone, and artist, hip hop artist, producer, entrepreneur extraordinaire Slate Stone is going to be in the building with us. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. We got my man Idris coming up a little later in the show. Hits, hits, and more hits. D Slate and Ray, we in the building. We'll holler at y'all in a minute.
Let's
We'll holler at y'all in a minute. It's the Gecko Brothers, hands high, right here on India Saturday. Let's go.
As we continue, right about now, you are rocking to a sound of Gecko Brothers. Gecko Nation, stand up. Prefab and John O'Dell does it again. And then call it Quinn. Hold your hands high. Right about now, John to the cap band. Rest in peace, Robbie Wilson. That cooling out, sipping on something for you to vibe. I don't need to pull a weapon, cause I'm sure you got your hands hot. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot. Everybody move. Just be that two-stepping wave, head nodding to the sky. Throw your hands up in the air and kick the motherfucker high now. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot. Everybody move.
I got the white Air Forces, blue denim shorts, white t-shirt, my car's parked by the court. Stereo pumping that M-Tri jam. Got the ring on my finger, so excuse me, ma'am. I just came to have fun, but not in that way. So respect mine, and I'll do the same.
Okay.
This is the cool-out mission that the O is on. If I'm feeling any drama, best believe I'm gone. I just want to get your hands up and have a good time. Like JJ and Michael, damn, Thelma was fine. Sorry for the flashback, but Bernadette can get it. Even now, if I got a chance, I might just hit it. Okay, let me stop playing and get back to the point. The point is the Gecko's here to rock the joint. This is the summer banger that's also fly. Block party style now, get your hands up high.
Just be that cooling out, sipping on something for you to vibe. I don't need to pull a weapon, cause I'm sure you got your hands hot. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot. Everybody move. Just be that two-stepping wave, head nodding to the sky. Throw your hands up in the air and kick the motherfucker high now. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot. Everybody move. Now that's that summer type of shit that's reminiscing the 55th. Go up to the record tournament, then you will hit 45th. To get the office, your fingers keep a line standing out. And Harlem passing what I'm talking about.
We on that uptown.
We keep on rising to the top. It be the theme song. Baggy jeans on. Icy white. 7th Avenue be the jump off on a Friday night. No, we don't fuck around in PJs. It be too many fights. Sipping the frozen nut crackers with the smidgen of the fruit juice in it. Frontin' hard and it's in it. Pumping Ron G to kick a pre-tape was in it. Star Child, Brucey B, and Starsky was in it. Hollywood, or SNS, and I got a hit. 125th on Saturday, the cop, the Yankee fitted, keep them fresh. Oh, yeah, and I'm a sport, my way you go in line of chickens who would walk by, acting like they couldn't speak. Harlem week is like a tradition, even though it's a month long. Harlem Day Parade, celebrating, and the love strong. Barbecue, sipping Henny out of white cups. Summer keep it gecko when people putting their hands up.
See that cooling out, sipping on something for you to vibe. I don't need to pull a weapon, cause I'm sure you got your hands hot. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot. Everybody move.
Just be that two-stepping wave, head nodding to the sky. Throw your hands up in the air and kick the motherfucker high now. Now get your hands hot. Now hold your hands hot. Now put your hands hot.
Everybody move.
Call me crazy, call me silly, call me dumb, call me whatever you like. Don't know.
put together, man. Let's just see if you're fucking with me.
If Jay is the king and J. Cole got next, then what's that make me? I guess I'm gon' flex, I'm a line on my own. Guess I miss the celebration when Simba was named king and given the nomination. Familiar with the boys, never known alcoholic. These people, they want stars and gimmicks is what I call it. This line is still ballin', as far to your pride. Thought I told you that, smooth MC, never die, still ballin'. Yes, y'all in, if you in there for the right beat. Radicate breakers, man, smoking on my nursery. Ill with sick fever, tongue under the third degree. Spreading just like cancer, ain't no answer, you ain't heard of me. Believe the industry needs surgery. Snatch them, cut them, end them. He do it perfectly, I hit them. I leave rhythm, sing like a bumblebee. I doubt that you suck a kid in, you fuck with Lil B. A bigger trap is how they frame it. Your thoughts, your mind, your mood, your life is basic. Face it, no pixelation, it's clarity. Far from your average nation, if he gotta be. It's the best. West Texas MC is like that. Bars on bars, believe he OD. Hip hop, grande. Southern just like Ecuador. South Paw, punchline, sleeping with the metaphor.
You're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Keisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
What's up, cool world? My name is Serenatus Penn, and I welcome you to my blog review sessions, where I interview artistic, ambitious individuals just like you and me who want the world to know about their skills and talents. Check out my site, The Real Profiles of Rising Artistic Icons, at www.famousbynature.blogspot.com for my latest cover features, videos, and photos of my guests, and how you can subscribe and join to be the first to know about my next artist on the rise. You never know, you may be my next spotlight guest. Be a part of our future creators at Serenatus Penn Blog Reviews, where the talent starts and finishes with you.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday, D Slate in the building, Ray Cole getting it in, playing the hits.
Yes,
you already know how we do it. You just got through listening to my man Slate Stone with his hit single, Fallen. Before that was my girl Kazmi would call me whatever. Then you heard the Gecko Brothers with Hands High getting in like that. All the hits, you already know how we do it. All the indie up-and-coming artist hits right here on Indie Up Saturday, the Over Redenbacher Radio. All you got to do is bring the butter because we keep it popping all the time. All the time. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to introduce our first guest for tonight right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. It goes down as always. We have incredible guests, and we have one for you right now. Immersed in the culture of hip-hop since early childhood, Slate Stone began expressing his love for music through his experience with producing, writing, and performing. Slate has evolved himself into a very talented and well-balanced artist. Known for his creative wordplay and razor-sharp lyricism, Slate Stone has proven himself proficient in the world of hip-hop. Slate's dedication to his craft has been his most valuable asset. A Texas native, Slate is known as one of the best rap hip-hop acts in the West Texas region. His skills from start to finish are recognized through his high level of intensity and lyrical genius. Slate states, "I want to show the music industry what it really takes to get recognized and respected. You can't just put a web page up or a record or a few records and expect to make your career. You got to measure yourself to yourself, not to what others have done. Always strive to be better tomorrow. Do you. Be honest, be creative. You have to create a compelling impact. It's all about the hustle and dedication to music." Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Indie Up Saturday welcome to my man, Slate Stone.
Slate Stone.
What up, man? Shout out to D-Hour, man. What's good?
Slate Stone, what's good? What's going on with you, bro?
Not too much, man. Just enjoying life, man. What about y'all?
We're good,
same
man.
Same over
we're
here, honey.
We're all excited. You know, everybody, they was on their cell phones, for a second when I introduced you. Everybody, Slate Stone is in the building. Slate Stone is in the building, everybody. Get off your cell phones. There it is.
No doubt.
First and foremost, bro, let me ask you this. Your music, you got some hot music, man, and we played one of your singles a few minutes ago, Falling. Do you have any new music that you're working on, and tell us about your new music project and the inspiration that's going into that.
No doubt. That track, Falling, is actually off of a project that will drop on the 26th of March digitally. It'll go viral anywhere you can get music from online. You'll be able to find it. It's the Universal Street Bang album, Slate USB. And basically the project is just that. It's the idea came from being in a technology-driven era. You know, we use thumbsticks and drives and external drives and USB drives. And so I wanted people to get plugged into the music. And so what better way to get plugged in except with a USB? Well, then when
Absolutely.
I broke that down, I wanted to give somebody some universal street bang, music that can bang in the street universally, you know, north, south, east, west, and that's what it is, man.
No doubt, bro. Well, I got to say, definitely in a little bit, man, we're going to from the music I got from you guys, man, I got to say, No Light, No Love, that's my joint right there, bro. That's my joint, no doubt.
Yeah,
that's
what's up, man.
That's a hot one. So we're definitely going to debut that tonight as well. That's definitely a hot single, and I definitely can't wait for everybody to check that out. Let me ask you this, Slate. Before we really get deep into it. You're also involved in other things as well. You're also involved with a phenomenal, Phenomenal Radio, right?
Yes.
Tell everybody a little bit about Phenomenal Radio.
Phenomenal Radio or phenomradio.com is our address online or any mobile device you can access the internet. What it is just it's an independent platform designed, to create additional networks and to allow indie artists to conduct business as the majors. And in that, what we try to do with Phenomenal Radio, our motto is all good music plays for free, you know what I mean? And with that, we get music from all over. We have it's a platform, so we got different genres, different artists from all over the world. And we also have tools on the website that allow artists and other independent entities outside of artists, such as DJs, clubs, whatever, to network with magazines, other radio stations, licensed radio stations, show artists how to get registered, how to copyright their music, kind of give them a one-stop shop. You know, they can come in there and get everything, get some groceries there and go clothes shopping at the same time.
No doubt, you know, no doubt. No doubt, bro. Well, definitely, I came across your attention, man, from my girl Diva Ebony B. That's my girl right there. And she gets it in all the time, and I got much respect for her in this business. But I definitely came across your attention from her, man. I'm definitely glad I got an opportunity to listen to your music. I've heard you on her show a few times, and definitely, man, was interested in getting in an interview with you here on the D-Hour Radio Network. And it's definitely a pleasure, bro, to have you on the show with us tonight. I also want to say you guys are doing some great things over there at Phenom Radio, man. So absolutely, man, keep up the good work, and you definitely got our support. Definitely shout out to the Independent Connect, Tick Tick Boom, no doubt. Now, I got some really, really important questions for you about hip hop, but I know I'm gonna let my girl Ray go ahead and get her questions in. Ray, you have any questions for Slay?
Yeah, I just want to know what advice would you give to any of the up and coming artists about the business side? It's a question I ask like everybody, but I mean everybody's answers seem to be a little bit different. And considering that you have like a site where you say that it's pretty much for like underground artists to kind of get out there, and it seems like it's a little bit more like well constructed. Like, what advice would you give to them?
If any artists are listening, or anybody that's doing music right now, with the way things are going in the world as far as the music industry and mobile devices and internet, you basically have access to the world. But just because you can get on YouTube or whatever, or Twitter, and blast your stuff all day, doesn't mean you're actually touching anybody or, you know, utilizing the internet, the information superhighway. So what I would tell any artist listening is, if you're serious about your career, if you're really going to do this music thing, visit first things first. If you're going to get online with your music, get registered with SoundExchange.com. That's SoundExchange.com, and what they are is a nonprofit organization that actually helps artists collect their royalties and revenue via digital streaming, internet, online, all those playlists, Google Play. Anytime it's streamed, if you're registered, you can get credit for your spin. So you want to start there because you want to get paid for your music, no doubt, if you're serious about it. So that's what I would tell them first.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean, that's very insightful because, I mean, there's so many people that want to do it, but they just don't know how or don't know where to start, you know what I'm saying, or any of that type of stuff. So I always ask that question for myself and for other up-and-coming artists, you know. Knowledge is power, it really is.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's it. Let me go to the mild question before I really get deep into it. And then after that we're gonna definitely play your hit No Light, No Love, so everybody get a chance to see why I like it. And I know everybody that's listening right now is definitely gonna like it as well. My first question for you, bro, is looking at hip hop right now, man. it's a lot of you think about the way hip hop was, bro, back in the '80s and early '90s, and the type of feel that everybody was getting from it, and you know, it had such a positive aura around it, you know, and everybody was so into, you know, those hip hop artists and really truly into what they were saying and the message that they were coming across, because it was so much positive hip hop going on back then, and even the artists were coming off positive, not just on music but in the public's eye as well. But when you think about it now, man, it's so much hate going on right now, you know, in Hollywood, and so much hate going on right now with a lot of these artists, especially with a lot of these new artists. You know, we got Twitter rants, angry Twitter rants from these artists going on all the time. You know, cats fighting each other. I mean, it's really crazy right now, man. I mean, why do you think it's so much hate and it's so much anger and frustration going on in the industry, in the business right now, man, in that particular genre, man? What's going on with these cats?
It's, you know, I really believe, honestly, man, there's a lot of contributing factors to, you know, what's going on with the state of hip hop and rap music right now. Like you said, I'm with you. Back then, you know, when it started out, you know, hip hop meant something, you know, it was worth more than what it is now in the public eye. And, I really believe that it's all, you know, a result of, you know, it's hard for people to show love, you know, and that's why they hate. And I believe that through the hate comes the greed and all that. And, of course, the greed is for the money, and the money and the power come from greed. So once, you know, marketing got involved in that, and they could, you know, those people that have those powerful positions that were able to, you know, do something with an artist and see that was going to make them money, well, of course they're going to squeeze that dry like they do anything else. And I believe that, you know, that greed, you know, just spread like cancer in the game, and that's why we are where we are now. And that's why they're on Twitter saying and doing anything and posting videos and doing all this coonery stuff. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, yeah, just,
you know,
just,
what?
Just for attention.
And that's, but you know what, Slate, the realness of that too, and I want to see if you agree with this, but you know, the crazy thing about that too is I feel, and I've spoke about this before, looking at some of the young cats, man, some of these young new celebrity art, you know, hip-hop artists in the business right now, I'm going to be real with you. First of all, there's I've heard no positive music from none of these cats, no positive music. You know, I've heard none positive from none of these cats. It's all about what they got, what they can drink, what they smoking, you know, who they sleeping with, and that's pretty much all that's going down. Now, I truly believe that the reason why it's in such an uproar right now is because I feel like these young cats, man, they don't have respect. Not only do they not have respect for the cats that came before them, but I also feel like they don't even have respect for their own peers. You know, they don't even have respect for their own peers. So it's like, that's the reason why so much craziness is going on. Because back then, a lot of cats, you know, they respected each other. You know, they supported each other. You know, it was all about coming together. It was all about positive music. And that's what it was all about. And that's what people loved about it so much. But it seems like now there's no respect in the game anymore. It's like these cats is all about self. And it's like they don't respect the cats that came before them, or even their own peers that are equally making music right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely with you, and what you're saying, you know, what you're saying is correct, because, you know, if you don't respect your history, you know, I mean, how can you move forward? That's what you come from. You rapping from for a reason, and if you don't respect your history or even know your history, just out here doing what they doing, and of course with those people feeding them the money and stuff to do that, you know, that they just keep that one side to the music. Like I always say, there's a time and place for all the music that's out. You know, some of those records is out, that's cool. If you just want people dancing on the dance floor, you in an environment, that's cool. But to just portray that one side of music, you know, and making these cats feel like, well, fuck the other nigga, or, you know, it's my bad, or, you know, forget that cat.
Are you good? Are you good, bro?
Okay. Yeah, you know, if they like, well, like she was saying, everybody's self in it for themselves. Like, it's not enough for us all to get it, but it's plenty out here for everybody to get, and they just need to go back to the community. Yeah.
It's not no brotherly, sisterly type of, like, that's what the 90s had. Like, people could get together and make a song and go, but it's like, nowadays, that's missing. The brotherhood, the sisterhood of music is, like, absent somewhere.
Yeah.
No, that's real. No, that's real. I agree, bro. I definitely agree with you. I got a couple of really good, important questions for you. When we come back right now, bro, I want to go ahead and introduce and play your single, No Light, No Love. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, this track, No Light, No Love, is produced by the Audible Doctor. That's at Audible Doctor on Twitter, AUDIBLE Doctor on Twitter. And when I created this track, it was just it's a sample, and I don't know who we used on the sample, but it's crazy how we did it. But the content of the song is what I felt the state of my life was and the state of things in the game and in the world was at that point in time. And so I just let it flow through the bars. And
okay.
Hopefully everybody enjoy it.
He said he let it flow through the bars. Man,
I feel
you.
That.
That's real, boy. Right here on the NDM Saturday, DR Radio Network, D-Slay, Rayco, we in the building. My man, Slay Stone, we getting ready to kick off his single, No Light, No Love. Slay, go ahead and introduce your single for everybody, bro.
No doubt. Shout out to D Hour Show. We in here rocking. This is No Light, No Love on the Independent Connect.
Let's get it, baby.
Let's get it.
Fuck hip hop, but on the real, man, I even tried to wipe her from a cypher to them bars. Alcoholic, I'm a lifer. Abusing my addiction with every word that's written. Smitten by the government, the people say they loving it. Supersized genocide, fed in a handbag. Banging over beats, take the bombs out of Baghdad. In Iraq and Iran, that war don't bring peace. The world in need awakening, rise out of that deep sleep. You reaching for the ambient, called to be a transient. The vapor bring a coma, let your third eye is open. Only here for a short time, the hourglass cracked up. One rhyme away for one line, my coke been cracked up. Addiction turning deadly, people wonder what the answer is. The evil spreading cancerous, my life involves a cannabis. Only slowing theirs down, warming up the soul world with hip hop. We get it, the fellowship so eternal. The truth in front of hard times, we wanna ease them up. Firearms, gasoline, sweater, red to blaze them up. On another level, never coming down from where we at. Humble kings walk the streets, don't have to ride the chariot. Everybody say they real, the system's built a counterfeit. Charging us to live on Mother Earth, that's some scary shit. Married to the money, then your vision must be lacking. Now reality and karma got it cracking, time for intervention. No light, no love, it's no light, no love. When you're living in the cold world, it's no light, it's no light, no love, it's no light, no love. Now there's Southern boys still ripping down for that wood, ripping, toting on that photo. Bang hard to that steel tip and fuck the cold slab. The heat on me often make me bring it out the closet. This the monster that we talking. Heard that if I wanna make it, I had to be on gay shit. Believe my team done made it, and that offer we not taking. If that's you, do your thing. If it's a girl, it's a man. I ain't tripping on your choices, just keep them out my lane. Yeah, my mind frame enlightened, I'm a part of the shift. KRS and Nas influence, play the lyrical gift. Historical riff, a million miles ahead of ya, light years, etc. High above the dark side, destroying every barrier. Hawks taking flight from the carrier. Question everything, cut your strings, man, I'm daring ya. Took the cards they gave me and analyzed their aim. Threw them down, told them we ain't playing games. Make a choice, take a stand, believe in peace for every member. Send them to the cemetery, if on you we lay a hand. And that was not confined to X in yourself. We're related by equality, don't fuck up your health. If hell is hot, that's where we live, we are part of the mill. You are I got a we, the earth rely on our help. And even after you, the earth will still be here. So in touch with the green, you hear the trees right here. Trees right here. You hear the trees right here. Trees right here.
That's right.
Right at all.
Dog, give us gas.
No Doubt in the building. Indie Up Saturday, D Slay, Ray Cole. That was No Light, No Love from my man Slate Stone. Slate Stone in the building with us right now, speaking to y'all through bars. Speaking through bars. And let me clarify that. We're speaking through musical bars. I don't want to say
not yet,
through bars. Some of my brothers locked down. Some of No Doubt, D, that's what I'm talking about, baby. I'm speaking through bars, too. No, I ain't talking about them kind of bars, brother. I'm not talking about that. We're speaking through musical bars. Got my man Slate Stone in the building. Slate, what's good, bro?
Man, feeling good, man. I appreciate the love and the support, man.
Oh, No Doubt, bro. No Doubt. That's my joint right there, man. We going that one and Falling, man, definitely gonna stay in rotation,
oh,
man. I'm loving them hits though, No Doubt. I'm loving them. I got two really good ones for you, man. My next question for you is from your perspective, man, and seeing how, you know, you're working through phenomenal radio and as well as being a producer and artist yourself, why do you think it's only one female hip hop artist that's shining right now? Because when you think about it, there was a few that was sharing the spotlight with each other, but for some reason right now it's only one shining right now. Well, why is that?
Marketing, man. I believe it's all marketing. I think it's actually, to be honest, part of a bigger, I guess you could call it a bigger plot, a bigger plan that's bigger than hip-hop, you know. And, you know, without going too deep into it, that, you know, I just really believe that, you know, that it's they use certain people and they use certain marketing tools and put those people out there and put them on pedestals because they are, yes, man, and it's bigger to it, although that person that's, you know, in that position may or may not know or may not care. I really, you know, they just, you know, spending the money, you know, and if they making $80 million, you know, or what you think the person giving you that $80 million is making, because you ain't getting it from the fans, you know. So I really believe it's something bigger than hip hop, and that's why it's only those chosen, those that they want out there, is the ones that's going to be out there on the networks, on the radio all the time, because that's how they want it.
No Doubt. I agree, man. I just and don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen, no, not taking away from the sister that's on top right now, and we all know who it is, but not taking away from her, but I just found it really, really interesting that she's the only one that's shining as far as hip-hop is concerned, as far as, the, you know, representing the women. I mean, there's a lot of female hip-hop artists, indie artists out there that's striving to be big, but I just found it interesting that it's only really one shining. And what Slay said right now, I wholeheartedly agree that, you know, it's mainly, I think, too, that marketing definitely has a lot to do with it. And I agree that there's probably a bigger picture that's going on with that as well. My last question for you, bro, is other than making music, man, other than phenomenal radio, are there any other entities that you're working on right now?
I'm a full time student at a junior college out here in West Texas, and their video production program is pretty tight. And we get a lot of hands-on, smaller classes. So I've been out there, and I'm supposed to graduate here soon after the semester. And so I'm doing the film thing, getting into some writing, some scripts, and small short films, you know, doing some stuff in that with other video people that I was able to network with through school and film directors and whatnot. And so outside of radio and music, it's film, and then actually into gaining more knowledge so I can share that knowledge on who we as African-Americans, not taking nothing away from anybody else, you know, where we truly come from and the royalty we come from, you know, so.
Hey, and I'm going to definitely have to stay in touch with you because that's actually my first love as well. I'm going to be starting up my own film production company as well. And we definitely kindred spirits when it comes to that. I've written quite a few screenplays if I put the number out there, people would be like, D-Slay, you insane. But, yeah, I've written quite a few. I've written quite a few, and I definitely, you know, got some things I want to do, big things I want to do as far as film and television. But big shout out to you, man. Props to you, and definitely for doing your education thing, man. It's really good to see brothers out there, you know, pursuing their education, man, and taking it to the next level. So definitely big shout out to you, bro, for doing that. If anybody wants to, you know, catch up with you online and talk to you online, where would they be able to find you at?
Most definitely. Anybody listening, man, definitely hit me at slatestonemusic.com. That's Slate, S-L-A-T-E, Stone, S-T-O-N-E, Music, M-U-S-I-C.com. And that's my address online. You find me there. You'll find me everywhere else from that one central point. So SlateStoneMusic.com, you can get me Twitter, Facebook, wherever else. You can get it all right there.
No doubt, bro. You got any shout-outs you want to throw out there real quick?
Yeah, no doubt. Shout-out to Diva Ebony B and the Independent Connect for making it all happen, bringing us all together and combining the networks, because that's what it's about. So a major salute to Frontline Fridays, Diva, the Independent Connect, all those stations. Definitely shout out to Phenom Radio and my team. Everybody holding me down at the Real Slim Baby. Everybody over there holding me down. And shout out to the listeners, you know, the fans and the ones that aren't fans, just those that took the time to tune in, man. Shout out to everybody that can hear my voice, man, and just make a change in life, make it count, you know, and that's what it is, man. Check me out, Slate Stone Music.
There it is, baby. Make it count. And a big shout out to the Independent Connect. Tick, tick, boom. No doubt to my peeps. Big shout out to them. And Ebony, you know, she definitely sends a shout out to you as well, bro. In the chat rooms right now, she's listening, getting her tune in. Yeah, my English teacher will probably slap the hell out of me for saying it like that, but I'm just gonna say it. It's been a pleasure, bro, to have you on the show, man. Truly a pleasure. I love talking to intelligent brothers, man. That have some really good sense about, you know, and purpose about what they want to do and get into, and just, you know, good sense of knowledge about the business and what's surrounding them, man. And so I got props to you, man. You're definitely doing your thing, bro. And I can't wait to see what the future has in store for you. So big shout out to you. And definitely thank you for joining us on the show tonight. And again, I'd like to extend this invitation to you to say that as far as myself, Ray, and the rest of the D-Hour family, you're no longer a guest on the D-Hour Radio Network, man. You're a family member now. You're always welcome here, bro. We're going to keep on supporting you and everything that you do, and keep telling everybody about Slate Stone.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And on behalf of Phenom Radio and, you know, we support you too, man, the whole thing, man. D-Hour, the whole staff, man, whatever we can do over at Phenom Radio, you just let me know, man. And we working with y'all, man. We connected now, you know. We all connected, man, and that's what it's about. So I appreciate the support, and the pleasure is mine also.
Absolutely, bro, man. You keep doing your thing, man, and I definitely can't wait. I definitely got to get in touch with you, man, and then we got to bump some heads about this whole film and television thing. So I definitely want to holler at you about that, and we can get it in with that. And again, bro, keep pushing that great music, man. Keep pushing that music, and definitely keep sending it our way so we can get it in rotation. And if you know any other artists, man, that want to get their music played, definitely let them know to hit us up, dhourshow@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get their music in rotation. Again, bro, it was an absolute pleasure, man. And you have a blessed night, man, and stay blessed.
Take care. All right, you too, man. Y'all be safe. Take care. Peace.
All right, bro. D-Hour Radio in the building. Indy Up Saturday. That was my man, Slate Stone, getting it in with us. Definitely make sure you guys check him out, SlateStoneMusic.com. All the information you need. Intelligent brother. I love talking to intelligent brothers. They get it in.
Oh yeah.
They definitely got good hairs on their shoulders. So definitely make sure you guys check out SlateStoneMusic.com. Big shout out to the Independent Connect, my girl EB, my man Kano, all the brothers and sisters of Independent Connect. We getting it in, baby. Right now, D-Slay Ray Cole, we coming back because we got some hits for you to play for you real quick. When we come back, We keeping it gutter with Ray. Oh, we keeping it gutter and grindy with Ray when we come back, no doubt. D-Slay, Ray Cole in the building. We got some hits. This is my girl, Erica Page. She said, I'm fine. I'm fine. Ray fine. We all fine. It's the Out Radio, baby. Let's go.
Let's go.
You want to get back because I'm fly. You having regrets because I'm fly. Simple as this, just don't try. You shouldn't have left my side. You're holding your breath. You might die because I'm fine.
Kyle here.
Early morning, every little second, I'ma make you moan. Make you get a
ain't finished. I could go on describing how you text me when it's all done. Show you more fun than Playland Hershey. Niggas flags are not burpees. Hurry, hurry, good through for death. He moving well when his credit is wet. If I gave my heart, would you disrespect me? Throwing in the corners with the others neglecting. Now I see what Adam has to face. You're tempting me to holler more. Hope your feelings progressing. Hoping it's an unsure thing and we destined. The heart's where you move to. Through residence. If you make a move too and ain't hesitant. No loitering, we'll be definite. You're excellent, the perfect hookup. Look, I get you wetter than the water in yourself, girl.
Saturday getting it in for the fit ins tonight, playing all the hits, all the indie artist hits. That was Harlem Rims with I've Been There. Before that was my girl Erica Page with I'm Fine. You already know how we do it. I've been there. They're saying, D-Slate, where have you been? Look, I've been everywhere and nowhere. Sometimes somewhere. Okay? So understand, my logic is open. I'm open like a smoker right now. Open like a smoker right now. That logic didn't really mean nothing, but it sounds damn good. It sounds damn good.
You sound like somebody's uncle, too.
No doubt. We get it in, man. D-Slay, Ray, we in the building with you guys kicking it, man. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys tune in to the D-Hour Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. You never know what we're going to be saying. All you got to do is keep listening. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for the Covenant Cafe, our premier gospel radio show with Lamont Ferguson, Poetic Lace. Them brothers get it in every Sunday, so definitely make sure you guys tune in tomorrow. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our new segment. We're kicking it off right now. Keeping it gutter with Ray. We're keeping the gutter right now, grimy with Ray right now. Ray, how are we keeping the gutter today?
Well, I feel there are some truths that need to be shared with a few of my underground sisters and brothers from what I've seen thus far.
Gutter.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to get too dirty, you know. But it's some stuff that people need to hear it, okay?
Well, look, I got the Ivory soap, the Dawn, whatever you need to get back clean again. We got it.
No, we using bleach over here, honey. We all bleach bath. No, I'm joking. But anywho, this is to my up and coming artists. Always remain humble and appreciative. There isn't anything wrong with being confident, but there is a fine line between confidence and cocky. Not too many people are a fan of cocky attitudes. So never take your fans for granted or your level of success, because, I mean, it could be taken away from you at any second. Just as easy as you got it, you can lose it. And truth be told, just because you have a few people following you, a few people buying your CDs at these little underground poetry places, and a few Facebook likes, you ain't made it yet. You know what I'm saying? You still got a long way to go before you get there. So try to remain humble and respectable, just like that last brother. Like, you could tell he was real humble. You know what I'm saying? Like, just humble, courteous, respectful. Like, I mean, people like that.
That's right.
Also, to the people who are dating artists, if you're married to an artist, loving an artist, please stop messing up these people's money. Like, I mean, stop it. Just cut it out. Like, I mean, it really takes a special type of person to love somebody that is an artist. I mean, you have to be a secure individual, you know, because once your person gets to moving, it's going to be female groupies, male groupies trying to pounce on them. I mean, you just have to know that y'all situation is airtight, and you can't let anything penetrate that. Stop messing up these people's money. That's all. Stop messing up their money. That's all I'm saying. Let them make their money. That's all. You know what I'm saying? Like, just stand off to the side and be supportive. Play your role. If you want to date an artist, date an artist. But, I mean, you have to understand the job that you're taking once you decide to date one. For real, for real. And that's keeping it good with Ray Cole. I mean, you know?
Gutter. Keeping it gutter with Ray Cole. There it is right now, ladies and gentlemen. We got another amazing segment that Ray and myself is going to be jumping off every Saturday as well. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked and keep looking, listening out for that. We're going to be starting this week before the next show next Saturday. We're going to be advertising about it and talking about it to definitely get some people involved with it. A lot of any of the artists who may want to get involved, we're definitely going to be reaching out to you guys this week about our new segment next Saturday. But and she spoke true. You know, if you're gonna be in this business, you need to stay humble, man. You need to be professional. You need to be courteous, and you need to show some respect because, again, like I said before, it's a lot of artists that's not really showing a whole lot of people some respect. You know, and not just other musical individuals, but just in general, man. And maybe that could be the reason why they're not poised or they're not influenced to make positive music, you know. Right. So,
well,
you know,
it's so many people too. Like, for instance, like I have people that I know. Well, I don't know them personally, but they're like, you know, on my Facebook or this, that, and the third. And it's like you go to contact them. And they try to act like they're untouchable. And it's like, hey, if you on Facebook play, you still touchable. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you still sliding stuff through my news feed, I can still contact you. You know what I'm saying? It's like once you start getting that attitude, like, I'm above all of the rest of you peasants, but you ain't made it nowhere. It's like, N-word, please. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let's... Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's have a seat and remain humble until you get there because your little train of people, you know what I'm saying, people will jump off, especially if they think that you, you know, if you're looking down at folks, like, who are you again? You know?
That's real. That's
real. What was your name again?
Yeah, exactly. And then some of these cats, on Facebook, Twitter, you know, sometimes they get some rude awakenings as well. So, be smart about it. You know, that's probably the best way we can put it. It's to just definitely be smart about it. I know I spoke about earlier about, you know, some of the things we were possibly going to bring up. And I'm going to bring up this real quick before we, you know, play a couple of hits and get it in with my man, Idris. Little Kim vents about people photoshopping her images. I guess, it was some, again, we have a situation with some Twitter ranting, but I don't know what happened.
Did you make that word up?
Yeah, Twitter ranting, yeah. I guess something went down with some, you know, with some images, some people posted some images about Lil' Kim, and it's just, you know, she said, I put up with the lies and the BS from the blogs too long. Years and years, they have been photoshopping pics of me and sabotaging my image. I'm not putting up with that shiznit no more.
Okay.
All they have been proving is that I'm a bitch with or without an album out, and they always want to attack and bring down the real ones. Today was the last straw. You saw me on TV. People were posting pics all day. None of them looked that way that fake picture, you know, fake picture look. Here's a side by side that shows, you know what's going on. She's clearly upset. You know, I guess, you know, people photoshopping her images, mm-hmm. and, you know, making fun of her, what she looks like. And I mean, it's crazy. You know, it really is crazy. And I just think that, you know, the thing about it is that. I'm going to say this, you know, to Lil' Kim. I mean, I think it's a lot of people. I think the thing about that is the reason why people make comments so much about your looks is because there's a lot of people that's really upset about that. You know, there's a lot of people who's mad that you changed your looks like that. You know, there's a
you
lot
don't
of people
look like
that's
Lil' Kim
mad.
No more.
Exactly. There's a lot of people that's bothered with the fact that you changed your looks because, to be real with you, the junior mafia Lil' Kim, she should have just stayed the same. Right.
Yeah.
She should have just stayed the same because she looked very nice. She looked very good. Now, I don't know, you know, what the reasoning was behind, you know, her surgeries and changing her image. But, I mean, clearly, she should have just stayed the same. And I think that's the reason why so many people, you know, always making comments about it. But I mean, you know, it's just that people just, you know, they just wish that you had stayed the same. And I think that's pretty much what that's all about.
I mean, I don't think that she looks horrible, like, I guess after all the surgery. But I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but it's apparently some type of self-esteem issue there. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, women will do one something like, oh, I'm a bad bitch, but, you know, secretly being there, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Looking all in your face, talking about what you don't like. So, I mean, it could have been one of them type of things where she just had a lot of stuff that she didn't like about herself. But, you know, we are our biggest critics. Now, I mean, that's kind of messed up if they are doing it. But, I mean, unfortunately, you're a celebrity. You know what I'm saying? And once you take that, you open
again.
Yourself up to all of that. You know what
again.
I'm saying?
Yes. Say it, Ray. Because I can't even say how many times I can say that. I mean, when you become a celebrity, man, and you know, and they like to say, well, you know, I'm human too. I'm a human being too. Yes, you are, but you're a human being outside
right.
normal circumstances. You're a human being outside normal circumstances because you're not living your average normal life, so you can't really, you know, put yourself in that category. Yeah, you are human in that sort, but the thing about it is when you decided to be a celebrity, you decided to take on you decided to open up that whole package.
Come
you
with
decided
a job.
To take, you, right, you decided to take that whole package that comes with being a celebrity. You decided to do that. So if, you know, so that means that you got to deal with criticism. You got to deal with a lot of the crazy nonsense that your average celebrity deal with. You know,
man,
so
man, if
you
I
know,
was Lil' Kim, I would just take a picture of my ass and put it on my Twitter and say, "All y'all out there posting them bitches can kiss the black." The blackest part of it, please.
She could just say it in the immortal words of Harlem Nights. Take a picture of it, put it on there, say, "You can kiss my entire ass."
Okay, I'm trying to tell you now, kiss it and like it. I mean, like, I would think Lil' Kim would take that attitude anyway, because that's the kind of vibe I get from her, like, she just don't care. So, I mean, girl, don't sweat them, let them hate. They hate it on Jesus, too. Keep it moving.
You heard what she said. They hated on Jesus too, but y'all better understand where we coming from. D Slay, Ray Cole, we get ready to kick off some more hits for you guys, playing all the indie up and coming artist hits. It is my man Z Hunted with Insecure. Let's go.
Let's go.
So paranoid, ooh, yeah, so vulnerable, yeah, make me believe it, girl, that I
I'm the only one that can satisfy you. Pray that you never find anyone better than me. Is it selfish of me? I'm so insecure. When you tell me that you want me, I ask you, is it sure? I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. I must admit it, I don't trust a thing. Cause what you claiming, I already seen. And every time your phone light up, I'm thinking to myself, who could it be? Think I know business calling. It's the 3:15. But I'ma keep it cool. Cause I know, know. Sometimes I be tripping. 20 rings, my mind. Of you creeping over more you need. I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need. I'm insecure. Tell me that you love me. I'm insecure. Girl, I hope I'm all you need.
Saturday, the Hour Radio Network, playing all your indie up-and-coming artists. Hits. You hear me? I say people, hits. Indians for the fit-ins. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to introduce our last guest for the night. And I got to say, this next brother I'm about to introduce, we've had the pleasure of playing his music. I've been playing his music for a long time, for a while, and he's got some hits. And it's definitely, I've been trying to get him on the show for a while, so it's definitely a pleasure to have him on tonight. Dedicated, driven, ambitious are just a few words to describe up-and-coming R&B pop singer Idris. A fun-loving, caring, hard-working individual, Idris deepens his passion for music and pursues his dream while always striving to keep people smiling. Fluent in 4 languages. An active duty staff sergeant in the U.S. Armed Forces, much props, and a degree in Arab studies. Idris's young life has shown many the importance of knowing where priorities lie. Idris was an Air Force brat, but spent most of his younger years in the San Francisco Bay Area. Idris has been singing and dancing since a youth, performing in choirs throughout middle and high school, and a young break dance crew. A few years after graduating, he felt a desire to perform again. At the age of 19, Idris became a dancer for a pop artist in California, performing at venues such as the House of Blues, while the desire that one day be in the spotlight grew even more. It wasn't until June 2010, while stationed at Fort Meade, Maryland, that Idris stepped into the booth, and his warm, soothing sound and exotic look has gained him attention from many in a short time. His raw talent, high spirits, dedication, and work ethic make him an inspiration to all who follow. With influences that many great R&B artists of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, his vocals bring that familiar R&B sound to the newest generation of music. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show, Indy Up Saturday, welcome to my man, Idris.
How's it going?
What's good, bro?
Hello, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you, for being on the show, man. I told everybody you was coming in to hang out with us, man. This is what they told me.
Yeah, man. With the military,
no
my military schedule sometimes gets
that's real. Hey, first of all, man, I got to give you props, man.
Huge props, man.
Much respect. For serving in our military, man, and out there protecting us, man. So thank you for that.
No problem, man. Somebody's got it.
Thank you, absolutely. Bro, you know I've been trying to get you on the show for a while, man. We've been playing your music for a long time, man. We definitely support you and your music, and we'll continue to do so. You got some hits, man. You know, Millionaire is definitely a favorite, man, and we play a lot. You know, people love hearing that joint. But I was glad that you got me some of the new music, and Until I Find You is the one we're going to play tonight for everybody. And, you know, I got a chance to listen to it, and it's another hit joint, so I definitely can't wait for everybody to check it out. Tell us about the new music, man, and the inspiration is going into that.
Well, yeah, you know, I was doing a lot of R&B in the beginning, and that's how I got my foot in the door, because what I listen to, that's what I like. But, you know, after recording for a while and having meetings here and there, labels looking at you, you end up, you know, figuring out, you know, that there's, you know, doing R&B is great, but, like, you know, trying to take a new spin, you know, something, bringing something different, you know. You can still fit with what's in the industry, what you heard on the radio today, but you still want to have your own flavor. So the song that you chose to play tonight, Until I Find You, if you notice, you know, whenever you listen to it, you'll notice there's a few different elements, you know, like along with my R&B voice, R&B sound, there is a slight undertone of dubstep in the instrumental track, even though it's like an R&B track. But at the same time, when the hook comes in, it's like an unexpected pop feel. You know, the song starts off slow like a regular R&B song, and then when the hook drops in, it's like, wait a second, this is a pop song. But then at the end of the hook, it turns back where it's like, wait, this is almost like a dubstep song, but with an R&B. It's a mix of all of it. So it was really exciting when the finished product came out, when we were finished recording it, like, wow, this really turned out a lot better than we hoped for. You know, we just kind of didn't really have any expectations going into the song, but, you know, really, really like it. So that's kind of the direction we're taking with music now, is just kind of wherever the music takes me. Me and my main producer I work with is Quinnell Worthy out of Philadelphia, which I'm going up there tomorrow to record another song. But yeah, you're going to do something, you know, whatever comes out.
Well, I've actually had an artist on the show one time who came up with one category for an artist that sings R&B and has a pop sound to it, and they called it Poppin' B.
I was just thinking it.
That's funny, because people ask me all the time, like, what's your genre, you know, what would you categorize yourself, and I'm like, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, who do you sound like? I'm like, I don't know, I mean.
Here it is, even bro.
Yeah, pop and
hey,
D, that works.
Next time they ask you, they say, Idris, how you label your sound? You say, hey, man, just put me in the category of pop and B.
Yeah, that works. Because it's been pretty much impossible to kind of single myself out when people people tell me all the time, like, you don't sound like anybody, any other artist that I know of, but I also would like to be able to categorize you, or, you know, at least say something.
But you know what, bro? That's a good thing too, man. For them to definitely say you don't sound like anybody I know, because when you listen to some of the music today, man, on mainstream radio, a lot of cats sound the same, and it's really truly hard to identify. It's really truly hard to identify who's who on the radio. I mean, you got to really wait till the song goes off and wait for the VJ to get back on. I mean, the DJ to get back on and say who it was, because you're thinking, okay, I don't really know who this is. It sounds like a
right.
couple of people, but I don't know who it is.
Right. You know, and that's one of the unfortunate things about the industry. Kind of spoon feeds us what we hear. You know, it's not really what you want to hear. It's what they want to hear. Eventually, it ends up coming down. One's kind of blended into the same, you know, genre. Actually, the funny thing about that, what you just said even, was that there was a couple songs I recorded in the past and decided I didn't really use them anymore. So my producer, he was like, you know, do you mind if I have someone re-record these songs? And at first, obviously, as an artist, I'm going to be a little taken back by it and almost offended. Like, why would you want someone to re-record these songs? You know, I did them just fine. And he's like, well, that's the thing. You have a unique voice. So your voice, because it doesn't sound like anyone else's, I can't use you as a reference. If I want to shop this song to the industry, they need to be able to hear someone else's voice on this. So he got an artist that he knows has a very universal sound, a voice that almost blends in with anything. Like, depending on what song you're singing, you could be like, oh, that sounds like Trey Songz. Oh, that sounds like Neo. Oh, that sounds like Tyrese.
Right.
So, but,
right.
like, but you can't do that with your voice, unfortunately. For me, as a producer who wants to shop the song, I got to get it re-recorded. But fortunately for you as an artist, that is a uniqueness that you have.
And I'm not sure where their logic is with that. I think I get where they're trying to go with that. But again, you continue to put artists in categories of sounding like somebody else. And you know, some of the great artists back in the day, they all had their own sound. And I think that we really need to get back to that for us to bring great music back. But before I really get into my question, my question for you. I know my co-host, Ray, definitely got some questions. Ray, you got any questions for Adrief?
So you can speak four languages, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can sweet talk a lady in four languages.
Well, you know, I guess it's
can you say a little something for the listeners? Can you say a little something, let it roll off your tongue? Just a little something.
I mean, the funny thing is I can say anything, and because it's a different language, you wouldn't understand it. But if I say, and you know, that's me saying I'm able to speak Arabic, in Arabic, you know, but, you know,
but see,
you know,
I don't need to understand it. I just want to hear it.
Yeah.
yeah. But you know what? I feel you, though, Adrief, bro. I feel you, because I'm like that, too. I speak different languages myself, Yugoslavian, Turkey, ham, beef.
Ebonics.
I speak all that, bro. I speak all that, for real.
I'm fluent in Ebonics.
There you go. Yeah. Well,
I'm
I mean, joking. You know, I'm a California native. I didn't know any of these languages before, but when I joined the Air Force, they put me in language training. They taught me Arabic first.
Wow.
And then after that, Iraqi. And then after that, I learned Hausa, which is a Nigerian language. Like the fourth or fifth most common language in Africa. So, you know, I do counterterrorism. So me learning these languages is for a mission as opposed to just knowing them for leisure.
No doubt.
Oh, wow. That's so dope.
Yeah. So it's
let me ask you this, bro, and then I'm going to play the single after that. When you think about, you know, R&B right now in music, and we talked about it a little earlier, but the way music is right now, especially with a lot of young artists coming up, man, there seems to be a lack of respect for a lot of these new artists on the scene, and new celebrity artists on the scene. Not only do they not, I feel like not only do they not respect, you know, some of the cast that came before them, but even their own peers, and that's why there's so much hate in the business and so much unorganization and so much non-unity in the business right now. I mean, why do you think that's going on right now?
You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you can look at it in two ways. I mean, there's obviously a lot of you know, lack of respect between new artists and old artists. In my opinion, you got to respect the old artists for paving the way. But as times change, so do, you know, mechanics and dynamics between people. But, I mean, you've got people who clearly, like, copy R. Kelly. But then you look at R. Kelly, and he's clearly copied some of the things Michael Jackson's done, you know? And there's, but R. Kelly, being a vet, respects and Michael Jackson. When he takes something from Michael Jackson, he doesn't say anything bad about him. He doesn't portray him in any bad light. But then you have people that when they try to, like, you know, say to Trey Songz, like, you know, oh, we notice you have, like, a very R. Kelly-like, you know, influence, and he tries to deny it and, like, shit on R. Kelly. And
he does.
There's no reason why you should deny, and if anything, embrace it, you know? Like, I love R. Kelly. And if you go to R. Kelly and say, who did you get your main inspiration from? He'd probably tell you something like Guy, you know, Aaron Hall, because he sounds just like him. And there's, you know, they paved the way for everything. Like, I heard you guys saying something. Nicki Minaj has a Lil' Kim feel, and, you know, Foxy Brown had it too. I mean, it's not like anything is being reinvented at this point. So the lack of respect is definitely, you know, it's unfortunate. I don't really know exactly where it comes from, but the other way of looking at it is it seems that time with censorship and everything the way it is and things being let go and the way that the world is, how you see a lot of negativity in the world, part of the you know, looking at the whole industry as a whole, it's still entertainment at the end of the day. So me causing beef with someone, or Rihanna and Chris Brown having beef and doing all this stuff and getting back together, it's like, in one hand, it's like, you guys are crazy. But at the other, on the other hand, it's like, what if this is what they're doing to entertain us, to make more money? Because it's still an entertainment industry, you know? So that's exactly entertaining us and keeping us on our toes with drama. And we've learned from, you know, reality TV that drama is what keeps people in it. I feel like creating drama is a part of the entertainment industry. For a, you know, on purpose, not by accident. I don't think the disrespect is coming out of, I think at heart, yeah, people respect each other in the industry. But on the surface, it'll look like disrespect because that drama is what's going to get them more noticed.
Right.
I agree.
So,
I agree,
you know,
bro.
You can look at it in every aspect of entertainment, not just music, but you could look at it in the NFL. You know, why are players getting fined for pulling a Sharpie out of his pocket, out of his sock, signing a ball and throwing it in the stands, or pulling a cell phone out and act like he's calling somebody, or, you know, when they say it's unsportsmanlike, what are you talking about? This is entertainment. We're paying these guys millions of dollars to do this because we're entertained by it. So there shouldn't, you know, but then the political correctness comes into play, and that's where everything gets, where fines start coming out of nowhere and lawsuits and dumb stuff. But, you know, at the end of the day, these artists and entertainers of all sorts are still making millions of dollars doing what they do best, entertaining us, whether it's drama or talent or, you know, Gangnam Style and William Hung we saw back in the day, and, you know, whether it's, like, so
like
all that is still entertainment at the end of
That's
the day.
Real. I feel that, man. I get that same problem, too, man. I used to pose back in Playgirl back in the day, but, you know what I mean?
Somebody's entertained by it.
And want me to sign, like, old issues and stuff. Hey, that's cool, you know. I mean, I sign them and move on, but it's all good.
L-A-W-D.
Right now, bro, I want to get into your single, man, Until I Find You. Definitely, I want everybody to check that out, bro. Go ahead and introduce your song for everybody, and we're going to get it in with them.
All right, cool. Like I said before, the song is Until I Find You, and as you'll notice, there's a lot of elements involved that kind of came together to make a great song. And mainly, just, you know, what a lot of people go through, where they might be alone, but or single, but they know that there's somebody out there. No matter how far away that person is, they still feel that connection. Eventually, a magnet, it will be brought together.
No doubt. Any Up Saturday, D Slate, Ray Cole, got my man Idris in the building. Idris' single right here, The Hour World Premiere, Until I Find You. Let's go.
Let's go.
It's my turn.
You already know until we find you listening to
us. That's a baby maker.
Baby maker, baby. Listening to us right now. D Hour Radio Network, Indie Up Saturday. That was my man Idris' new single, Until I Find You. Man, we're going to be bumping that joint. And from now until forever, Idris, was good, bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Oh, absolutely, man. You got hits, bro. Like I said before, we've been playing your music for quite some time, man, and it's really good to get the new music in, and we're definitely going to be playing that as well as some of your other hits on the network. My last question for you, bro, is if anybody want to catch up with you and want to get with you online and talk to you, where would they be able to find you at?
Well, .com is IDRISmusic.com. But, you know, you can find me on Facebook also, Idris, IDRISE. And, you know, back up on there and Twitter as well. Twitter is also at Idris Music. So, yeah.
Now, do you have any special things coming up, any concerts, any things like that you're doing coming up?
At the moment, my as far as show books, I kind of held back because I'm, believe it or not, working on new material to kind of diversify my portfolio, if you will. The
no doubt.
You know, the area that I'm in now, being D.C., Virginia, Maryland, so the, you know, they call it the DMV up here. It's got a different feel, you know. So I'm bringing my Cali swag over here, but at the same time, I'm trying to figure out a way to incorporate my pop and R&B element, urban hip hop environment that I'm in now, and so it's to mesh better with that and to be able to integrate my with these other artists out here is kind of my new spin right now that I'm working on. So, you know, I've got a couple things in the works while I'm working on my new music. I've kind of started shopping my press kit to a couple labels. So, you know, next week there's hopefully, you know, fingers crossed, we've got some work with a couple majors, and looking forward to hearing what they have to say.
No doubt, bro, no doubt. And definitely make sure you guys check them out. I just want to say, definitely, man. Before I close it out with you, I want to say we had another artist who also made a comment, bro, about the song we played earlier by Insecure. Z100, that joint Z100's song Insecure. Somebody else thought that was good. That was pretty good as well. Big shout out to my man Reggie B the Singer. Reggie B the Singer. Oh, that's my dude right there. No doubt. A big shout out to my man Reggie B. For tuning in and checking us tonight. He's got some great hits that we've been playing on the D Hour Radio Network as well. Shout out to you, Reg, no doubt. But I just want to say, Idris, man, finally we got a chance to get it in with you and talk to you, man. It's definitely a pleasure, bro, to talk to you and find out a little bit more about you and what you're working on right now. And I just want to say, as far as myself, Ray, and the D Hour family, you're no longer a guest, bro. You've always, through your music, been a family member, but it's official, man. You're a family member now on the D-Hour Radio Network, and we're going to continue to support you, man, and keep playing your music and telling everybody about you. And definitely stay blessed, man. Keep sending us some of that great music. And you're a family member now, man. You're welcome here anytime. You want to call in, you want to hang out with us, you're always welcome.
Definitely, man. I appreciate that. You know, I like the... I like the openness. I like the show. I like the hosts. you guys are awesome. And being able to, you know, to be, you know, some of these questions, you know, these debatable questions that have controversy here and there are always, it's always nice to be able to put your opinion out there and let other people hear, you know, all in the name of educating.
No doubt, bro. No doubt, man. And you continue success to you, man. I definitely can't wait to hear the new music, and definitely shoot it our way, man, when you get it out there so we can get it in rotation. And
keep making them baby makers.
No doubt, bro. No doubt.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people out there in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Hey, just know years from now, it's going to be some people that's going to come to you and be like, you're the reason why I was born. I just want to thank you. Some people are going to be telling you that some years from now, so just get ready for
that. Little do they know that I actually saved their lives before they knew it without the song. So I'm another reason why they were born.
There you go.
No doubt. No doubt, bro. Hey, Idris, man, again, it was an honor, bro, to have you on the show. You have a blessed night, man, and continued success.
All right, man. Thank you guys, too. Later.
All right. The Hour Radio Network, D Slate, Ray Cole. That was my man, Idris, getting it in. Make sure you guys check him out on Twitter, Facebook. Great young brother, man, and got some incredible music. And we're definitely going to keep playing it and getting it in on the D Hour Radio Network. Indy Up Saturday. We're getting it in for the fit-ins. We got some more hits right now. I got to give y'all D Slate's Lover's Lane double play. It's time for some love. Love is in your face.
Aww.
Love. It's in your face. Love is in your face.
Love.
It's time to get down right here. D Slate's Lover's Lane double play. We're going to start it off with my man Stephen Knight and end it with my girl Jay Marie right here. Let's get it. Stephen Knight forever.
I'm getting Lover's people Lane pregnant now. Play.
Woo, it's going down, baby. It's going down. Baby making music. Let's go.
I never felt like this before. This life feels incredible.
Forever. wake up, you'll be by my side. Sugar, been counting down the days I was missing it. So you be home and in my arms. 6 hours, 15 minutes, 31 seconds.
Give a shout out to my peeps in Independent Connect. Shout out to my people. Shout out to my girl Diva Ebony B for tuning in and listening. Diva, I see you, sweetheart. The queen in the building checking us out. Big shout out to my bro Jet Chronicles, Grindhard Radio. Jet was good. Grindhard in the building, baby. Shout out to my peeps getting in with us tonight, man. Thank you guys so much. Much love, man. I love you guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. If I'm not mistaken, I think my boy Reggie B. the Singer is in the building. Reg, what's good?
Yo, what's happening?
Well, Reg, what's good with you, bro?
Man, let me tell you something. I'm going to find me another radio station to listen to. Because y'all don't have the calls around here.
We get it in, y'all.
Y'all.
I'm like
y'all
two
fire, man.
Through.
I'm fire. I'm fire. All y'all fire. See, what I did was, I erased Pandora off of my phone so I could tune in to some of these internet radio stations. You feel me? So I'm like, yo, I'm on Twitter. I'm like, yo, let me see, man. Let me holler at these Slate, man. You know what I'm saying? See what they got jumping off. So I'm tuning in, and I'm listening. But the lady's like, you are now in the host. I'm like, all right, cool. Yo, I've been in the host for like 1 hour and 30 minutes. I'm just like, all right. I'm like, yo, I'm finna send this nigga an email, and I'm finna hit this nigga on Twitter. Yo, what's good, man?
I got you, man. What's good with you, bro?
Man, chilling, boy. We got up, man. There's so much going on right now. Man, for those of you who don't know, D Slate is the first internet DJ that played my record on the internet. And I want to give a shout out to D Slate, man, and the D Hour Show. I was in Atlanta at the time, and he gave me my first shot at internet radio. And right now, man, I'm playing in Europe. I'm playing in Korea.
Oh, wow.
Look at that, baby. Look at that.
I'm playing in the States. Still shopping for a deal right now. But I think the label's scared of me, man.
You know what? You know, Reg, I'm going to say this, though, bro. To be honest with you, a lot of the cats, man, a lot of the celebrity cats is going the independent route because they really tired of the whole red tape and nonsense from the major labels.
I told my mom, you know, I say, she said, yeah, a lot of people at my job, they was just wondering why you moved back home, and because I had been in Miami, I was with T-Pain, I did a single deal with him, and we did some other stuff, and I moved back to my hometown, I got a crib, and I set my own studio up. We go by the name of Hit House Digital Recording Studio. So, I'm doing that right now, but, you know, and she was just telling me, you know, a lot of people just asking, you know, what's going on, you know, why you don't have another deal, blah, 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 what's going on. I said, Mom, I think the label's scared of me. I think they scared of me, man. I said, why they don't want to make no money?
I said, I want to help them make money, so I can make money.
Hey, ready for it.
But you know what? They probably want to take your money too. So you got to be careful with them cats.
Yeah, that too. But
well, it sounds like you moved on your own.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and then too, you know, I tried the group thing. I was with this R&B group in Atlanta called Listen, and you know, the group thing didn't work out too well. So you know,
so you
I always,
but Rick.
I always said I wanted to try the group thing because you know, Blackstreet was one of the. Blackstreet was one of the biggest inspirations in my life. Big shouts out to Teddy Riley. You know, that's like my uncle, man. You know, I can honestly say that I'm one of the proteges, you know, that came from up under him, you know, musically. You know, he's a good friend of mine, and you know, me and his daughters and Gene Griffin, and you know, I grew up around a lot of them. So you know, I don't know, man. I'm just waiting on that. I'm just waiting on that time to shine. A lot of people say I'm before my time, but you know, as I'm gonna stay humble and do what I've been doing, you know, helping other artists and you know, cluing them in on the game and hoping that you know, hey, I mean, like I tell them, if you blow before me, I ain't even mad. Because
no,
I
that's
helped
real,
you.
Bro.
You know, that's I helped
real.
You. I helped you.
And let Teddy know, D Slate wanna been trying to get him on the show, man, for our Celebrity Thursday show. Let Teddy know I wanna holler at him.
Hit him up at on Twitter at TeddyRiley1.
No doubt. I'm gonna holler at him because I definitely been wanting to get it in with him and find out what's good with him. But Hey, I'm glad you touring, man, and you doing your thing, bro. That's the best blessings.
Slate, man.
So,
I was so hot, man. They made me cut my hair. You know, I had the braids going on, man. It's been, man, how long has this been, dude? It's been like,
that's
what? Whew,
it's been a minute, bro.
It's been a long time, man.
But we still continue to support, man, and play your music, man. You got some hot hits, man, and we continue to keep playing it. So, much props to you, man, and I'm so happy for you, bro, man. And, you know, like I told you before, man, you family member, man, at the DR Radio Network. We're going to keep on supporting you, bro, no doubt. We're going to keep supporting you.
Oh, yeah, man. I appreciate that. I didn't know you were still playing that old stuff, man.
Now, hey, bro, we get it in, man. If people's liking it and people are saying, hey, man, you ain't played that Reggie joint in a while. Okay, for sure, I'm gonna play that. So, but if you got some new hits, bro, definitely send it to me so we can get it in. So we can definitely get it
Yo,
in.
Yo, when the people hear, I was on another Blog Talk Radio interview tonight. I've probably done 8 this week. I was in another one, and they played my new single. I had a call from Korea. I had some calls from all over the states. It was just one crazy girl. She called, you know, we was on the lines super weak. I mean, we could not stop laughing. She sounded like she was about to have a heart attack. And I was just like, are you serious? So, I mean, you know, I don't know if everybody that's listening right now, Yo, I want to give a big shout out and thank you to D Slate because, you know, like I said, a lot of these major radio stations, you know, back in the day when, you know, I was trying to get radio play, you know, D Slate gave me an opportunity to, you know, get some exposure on that station. And after that interview, I still have that interview in my laptop. You know, after that interview, man, I got phone calls, and I think after that, I actually went over to Korea for like 2 months, and did some stuff over at the Hard Rock Cafe, and we did some other stuff, and then I came back to the States. But it's a blessing, man, you know, to still be in contact with you and to see how your state, you know, see how what you had going on has grown, you know, to what it is now, and it's awesome, dude.
Hey, well, thank. Hey man, I feel blessed, bro, to keep doing what I'm doing, and I feel blessed to be surrounded by such incredible artists like yourself, man, and everybody else that we've come in contact with, and you know my team around me, man, and the other many other radio shows that I'm partnered with and I've been working with, man. I just been blessed to be able to work with some incredible people like yourself, man. So it's a blessing to be able to and it's truly my honor, man. It's my honor to play your music and other incredible artists like yourself, because it's like I always said, you know, you have a talent, man, and you deserve to be heard just like everybody else. So definitely,
right,
man,
right.
And we're going to keep on doing that.
Right. So with that being said, man, yo, too, man, wait, when you get a chance, man, play that stroking record, boy. Tell
I
you.
Got you. I'm gonna peep it, I'm gonna get it in rotation for next week, man. Let everybody get an earful of it. Absolutely, you got some hits, bro. So I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a banger like the other one.
Oh yeah, man. Oh yeah, always.
And again, Reg, man, I'm so happy to hear from you, man. I'm so happy to hear that you're doing your thing, man. And all you record labels that scared, don't be scared. Give my man Reg an opportunity to show you just how talented we already know he is. Yes, we already know he's talented. So definitely make sure stop being scared and give him an opportunity to do his thing. Stop being scared, people.
Yeah,
give my man
Reg a
chance to show.
What they say on that? Let me help you. Let me help you so you can help me.
That's it.
scratch
my back and I'll scratch yours. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean,
we all we got, bro.
Yes.
That's it,
CMB,
man.
Baby, CMB, you know what I'm saying? Reg, I want to say, bro, I'm happy to hear from you, man. I'm glad you're being blessed, man, and it was a blessing to hear from you tonight, man, and definitely shoot us any more of the new music so we can get it in rotation, bro. And you continue success, man, and D-Hour, man. We're going to keep on supporting you.
Oh, yeah,
you,
man. The D-Hour Show, you already know what it is, man. D Slate, man. You rocking with your boy. So tune in. Stay tuned. You know, and stay up on everything he's got going on. Hey, what's your co-host name, man? I never met her.
It's Ray. Her name is Ray, bro. This is Ray Cole, my co-host.
Hey, Ray, check this out. Next time I call this line and he don't answer, I'm going to blog that chat room so hard.
My man Reggie be in the building with me, bro. Hey, bro, stay
tuned.
Red, don't let nobody talk you into cutting your hair again, man. You keep them braids flowing, bro.
Man, they cut my hair, changed my name and everything, dude.
Oh, Lord.
I know, bro.
Yeah.
Stay true to it, baby. Stay true to it. Rez, look, stay blessed. Continue blessings to you, bro. And, you know, we're going to continue to keep supporting you. Boom. Reggie B, the singer right there, D-Hour Radio Network. Again, people, that's how it go down. You heard what he said. You know, I mean, I don't have to keep saying it, you know, about what we do for some of the incredible artists that we have on the show and what we're all about. Reggie called in an incredible artist himself and stated what the D-Hour Radio Network meant to him. And any other artists out there that are listening that we've had on the show, if you want to call and let everybody know what the D-Hour, you know, Radio Network has done for you and us playing your music and how we support you, feel free to definitely call in and let us know, man, or send us an email. And we can read it off and tell everybody about it. But, again, man, that's what we're all about at the D-Hour Radio Network. I'm going to play this quick hit real quick. When we come back, we're going to close it out, me and my girl Ray. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. We've had another incredible show.
Oh, yes.
Huge shout-out to my man Slate Stone for joining us. Make sure you check him out at slatestonemusic.com. Big shout-out to my man Adrice for joining us. Adrice speaks 4 different languages, ladies. Y'all better catch up with that, brother.
A sergeant
in the U.S. And he's a light-skinned brother. I know the light-skinned brothers is trying to come back. I don't know when they was ever in. But they're trying
to
come back.
Did you notice that 4 languages means he can make his tongue roll?
That's what I'm saying. In the building, D-Slate, Ray Cole, we get it in with you guys. This one, man, Omega Red with N's. We're going to close it out when we come back. Don't go nowhere.
Let's get it.
Detail. Yeah. Stay grinding. Yeah. Convict. Music. You know it's legal. Stick together, right?
Sorry, baby girl, I gotta keep you to the curb.
She loves the way I spend, so she got all my ends, till I bet her.
plus stay clean, cut with a gangster lean. Ha, you know what I mean, she feeling my vibe. I know what she likes, she likes the rough type. Try to get up in my mind, call her Tangy, cause she juicy and right. So I got my eyes on the prize, so I tell her bartender, get what she likes. Strawberry champagne, got her feeling right, so I keep it coming till the end of the night. Then I met a friend, she looked just like her. Got a cuter face, much better curve.
My damn ends. D Slade, Ray Cole in the building. That's my man Omega Red with ends. That's how we get it in for the fit ends on the DL Radio Network. Indie Up Saturday. Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much. We had an incredible show tonight. Big shout-out to Slade Stone, Idris, and my man Reggie B for hanging out with us tonight. And definitely make sure you guys check them out. Facebook, Twitter. Definitely look them up and definitely keep listening to their music and support them. You guys can also go to Reverb Nation. You can go to ReverbNation.com and you can check out those brothers as well on Reverb Nation, Slate Stone, Reggie B. You can also check out Idris as well. Make sure you go there and check them out. I mean, incredible artists. Again, that's what we do here. That's who we support. That's how we get down all the time on the DL Radio Network. Keep tuning in to us every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. Again, you never know who we're going to be talking to. You never know who's going to be on. You never know what we're going to be talking about. Just tune in. That's all we ask you to do, is just keep tuning in and hanging out with us. Big shout out to the D team, the listeners and the supporters of the DL Radio Network. Thank you guys, as always, as loyal listeners, and keep
thank
tuning
you,
in and
you.
Listening to us. Ray, closing comments for tonight?
Peace and soul. No, I'm joking. Just enjoy your weekend. Kick it. You know what I'm saying? Don't stress the people that ain't important in your life. You know, and just do you. Grind hard. That's all I can tell you.
There it is. Do you and grind hard. And we're not talking about in that order. Look, now I just want to say thank you guys again. You guys are the best. We're going to continue to keep giving you guys great radio all the time. Just keep tuning in to us. You never know how we got it. You never know how it's going to go down on the DL Radio Network.
Oh, yeah.
Just make sure you guys tune in. Just keep tuning in. We got great shows for you guys come in the coming months. So just be on the lookout for it. And, again, it's Saturday. You know, a Saturday is a terrible thing to waste. So, you know, get on out there and enjoy the rest of your Saturday. And I want to say this before we go. May he rest in peace. Big shout out, big ups to my man, Notorious B.I.G. Today marks the anniversary of Notorious B.I.G.'s death in 1997. So definitely props and may he rest in peace and much respect. To his family and friends who are thinking about him today and all the fans who are thinking about him today. He was definitely one of my favorites. So big shout out to you,
yeah.
Big. And we're going to keep loving you and supporting you, bro, while you kicking lyrics for the big man. So absolutely, keep doing
yes,
your
yes.
thing. DL Radio Network, D Slate, Ray Cole, we want to thank you guys again for tuning in and hanging out with us tonight. Keep tuning in Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We're going to keep giving you guys shows like this. We got to get on up out of here. We'll see you guys next time. One love. Be blessed. We'll see you guys.
Holla.
Holla at us.
than a 10. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs, so yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.